Notre Dame Director of Athletics Pete Bavakwa noted that on Sunday, Marcus Freeman's football team gathered expecting to see if they were going to be the 9th or 10th seed in the college football playoff. Instead, they had the rug pulled out from under them. His words were shocked and mystified that the Fighting Irish were left out of the 2025 college football playoff. I'm Tim O'Malley, joined by Drew Mentuck of Irish Illustrated, and this episode of Irish Illustrated Instant Analysis is brought to you by the RV Manufactured Housing Hall of Fame and the Northern Indiana Event Center in Elkhart, Indiana. Drew, there was a lot of discussion today about a strained relationship with the ACC. He said it is not absolutely irreparable, but it is strained, and he repeated the word strained again.
Yes, and he's been on a little bit of a media campaign the last few days, going on the Dan Patrick Show is where he kind of dropped that it's been permanent damage to the relationship. And today he cited specifically the 3.5-week social media campaign by the ACC. He mentioned that he thought when he first saw a tweet referencing the, I think it was like the blind resume test between Notre Dame and Miami, that he thought maybe somebody on the social media department had gone rogue and that he was expecting a call or them to change it up. And then he said it just continued. And he said by the end, he did have a call with ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips about a week ago. He wouldn't go into details, but he said he made it very clear what Notre Dame's stance is and that, as you said, the relationship is strained.
And he reiterated often that Miami belonged to the college football playoff. Alabama and Notre Dame belonged to the college football playoff. You could argue Texas and Vanderbilt. He omitted BYU, but he meant BYU as well belong in the college football playoff. That was not his point. The point was he felt they had, going into this, and he was asked directly, they had a fantastic partnership with the ACC, and he started to talk about everything that Notre Dame brings in football to the ACC. The ACC sells out, his words, approximately 23% of their games. When Notre Dame is there, they sell out approximately 90% of their games. So he felt that although they provide an avenue for Notre Dame to have a more balance or a schedule they can balance out ahead of time and a path to the college football playoff, Notre Dame provides plenty for the ACC too. And that is something that I feel when he says it's not irreparable, but it's strained, I feel that it was just all of a sudden there was a shot at Notre Dame and he was stunned by that.
Right. And he brought up too, like, we wouldn't take shots at NBC. Like, that's one of our most important partners. We're outside of the ACC's 17 members. We're their most important partnership. We're in 24 different sports. Mm-hmm. We have the contract for football, as you mentioned, and he just didn't understand the logic. And you can tell, like, I mean, he knew he was going to get those questions and throughout this week when he's doing media sessions, and he was prepared to answer the way he did.
Obviously, there's a conversation about Marcus Freeman's contract, and we'll get to that. But Pete noted that this will work to their advantage next year because he knows the competitor Marcus Freeman is. Now, the interesting thing there, and we did not get a chance to follow up on some bowl conversation, I wonder if they had more than 24 hours, if the competitor Marcus Freeman is, if the choose hard, if the 12 guaranteed opportunities, if you get limited opportunities to be a college athlete, if that conversation could have been had. They did not have a 24-hour period. There was, for some reason, pressure to answer about the bowl. And he noted Marcus Freeman leans on his captains. There's not a C on the chest. It's not just they're not figureheads. They are captains. And when they discussed with the rest of the team, that was the main reason they did not want to play. We have heard that story. To hear it come from Pete Bavakwa, he seems in full support that Notre Dame is not playing in this bowl game.
Right. He said it was a unanimous decision. There wasn't like players who were like, we should do this, or at least filtering that through the captains. And I mean, it's very clear, like, Notre Dame would have been missing a significant portion of his team. Yeah. And Pete Bavakwa mentioned that these players wanted to have the same roster, the same team the last time they played the season that they did against Miami to open the season, and that just wouldn't have been the case had they gone to a bowl.
I don't want to put words in Pete Bavakwa's mouth, so this is me saying that, but his polite words of they wanted to be with the exact same team, the reality of it is not only do you have senior opt-outs trying to get ready for the draft, you also have younger underclassmen opt-outs that will look to the portal because they're not in a playoff game. You'll have injured players that want to have surgery instead of play in a mid-tier or even a higher-tier bowl that's not a playoff game. So when people wonder opt-outs, it's not always just somebody opting out in the old days like in 2021 when your top player decides to go to the NFL draft. You would have been missing a chunk of Notre Dame football players in this. Now, when he said that Marcus Freeman could use this to his advantage, I think those are probably, for going forward, I think that's the words our message board and Notre Dame fans want to hear. What type of advantage is this? Well, Freeman's a competitor, and he's not going to let them forget what they missed out on.
And we've seen how when they have their backs against the walls the last 2 years and they feel like they're in a we can't lose any more games, how much their play elevates. And I think there's a chance that they go into the start of next season already with that mindset because they saw how two stumbling blocks that at one point they thought they could overcome and they couldn't. They're not going to leave that type of thing to chance next year, and I feel like they're going to prepare as with that in mind.
I wanted to bring home the point I started with, because I think Notre Dame fans from our message board, most Notre Dame fans understand why, and many applaud that they're not playing in the bowl game. I feel that if you can repaint the picture of how Bavakwa mentioned, we were led to believe for 5 weeks we were in. We started out at 10. We got to 9. All we did was blow teams out. He called it one of the most historic runs, 10-game runs in the history of college football. I'm not sure it was quite that good, but maybe by the point total, it was up there. And he just thought there was no chance they'd have the rug pulled out from under him. And then he paints the picture of the team gathered together. They knew they weren't going to be eighth, but they said, we're sitting here. I wonder if we're going to be ninth or 10th, and what time can we start practicing? What's the rule where we can start practicing to not be in? If you put yourself in that position, it's a little bit easier to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. And he mentioned too, like, they started out at 10, which was higher than I thought they would be at the time.
Me
I thought
too.
They'd be 12 or 13. When I saw that, I was like, maybe they're more secure than I thought they would, and they kind of moved up to 9 and they stayed there. They dropped Alabama behind them when they didn't need to. After Alabama lost to Oklahoma, they could have put Alabama right behind Oklahoma and kept that head-to-head. They didn't do that. And so how they changed it, like, I get the qualms that they have, because for weeks they gave off the appearance that Notre Dame was secure, and that obviously wasn't the case. And going back to the ACC campaign and a bunch of other things, like, it's hard to not think that had an impact, you know.
And finally, obviously he was asked about Marcus Freeman's contract situation. Freeman has a contract. He has several years on his contract, but Pete Bavakwa called it a living, breathing document. Every offseason he'll be looking at it to guarantee to Marcus Freeman he is as compensated at the top tier in the sport in college football.
Yes, yeah. I mean, there's rumors circling about interest from the Giants and other NFL teams, and I mean, I'd be less worried if I were a Notre Dame fan about him going to another college team that's not his alma mater, but teams are interested. Pete Bavakwa even joked that Hollywood's probably interested. Right. He could see him in a Scorsese movie with Leonardo DiCaprio in the future, so watch out for that and maybe next summer's box office. But yeah, they're really committed. They're not going to back down. And I mean, we saw even with Kurt Cignetti, they updated his deal 2 years in a row. I expect that to be the case for Marcus Freeman. And then coaches are making 12 plus million. I'm not sure exactly where Marcus Freeman will be, but he'll definitely be over 10. I think he was around 9 last year. So.
And we know it's been in the works since at least mid-November. Obviously, it takes longer than people. And you have to adjust. If you're going to be adjusting to the top tier, you're going to be adjusting to the new top tier every year. But I think we could leave it with Pete Bavakwa mentioned. He is the best coach in college football for Notre Dame, full stop. There's nobody else, and he is one of the greatest coaches in college football at present. That great coach and a very, very good team, and actually we'll finish with this because Pete Bavakwa mentioned, I don't want anybody to think this season wasn't special for Notre Dame. It just ended not in the way they wanted it to end. He noted a couple things in the USC game and a few parts of the journey along the way.
Yeah, he didn't want the players to feel like this is a failure. Like, they had a great, as he said, historic season. They're going to have a celebration this week to kind of signify that, and they don't want them to feel bad. Like, obviously, he said he's dwelling on it. He's dwelling on what happened. He's focused on getting past it so they can focus on improving the process going forward. But, like, they want to still see this season as a celebration because they did finish 10-0 in the last 10 games and won every single one by double digits.
Notre Dame's 2025 football season is over, other than a trip to New York for Jeremiah Love for the Heisman. I thought there's no more campaigning for that one for anybody, right. But 2025 season over for Notre Dame, Pete Bavakwa mentioned. That's going to fuel 2026. For Drew Mentock, I'm Tim O'Malley. Thanks for watching and listening. Irish Illustrated Insider, brought to you by the RV Manufactured Housing Hall of Fame and the Northern Indiana Event Center in Elkhart, Indiana.